I've just arrived and I've just realised it's 10 o'clock, so I'll probably have somebody on a tannoy just blow me out in a minute. I'm at Pix Organic Farm Shop, typical meat eater that I am. I just went straight to where all the meats were. Good morning.
Hello there.
How are you?
Yes, okay, thank you. Beautiful morning for the market.
It certainly is. So, why do you do what you do?
Well, we started this business in 99 and me and my cousin Nicky, we're fully committed to being organic. And we've gone from strength to strength. Now we do farmers markets.
Yeah.
And we do all our own Dexter beef, lamb and pork. And then as the season goes along, we do all the game.
Wow.
Venison, pheasants, partridge.
Wow.
You know, so we do a good selection of all our own produced meats plus game as it comes along.
That's amazing. So what brings you here today? Why come to this market?
Well, we do one or two other markets around Nottingham. And, you know, it's just... because we've got our own little shop and cafe, we like to go and visit the customer instead of standing around waiting for the customer to come to us.
Yeah.
And then we've gradually built up a nice, you know, customer base, you know. And
people who regulars who know
that's
you.
That's right. And then they come and buy from us, you know, as we go along.
You've got a sizzling platter over there. I'm going to have one of them as well. Can't let them sit there bubbling away. So what are the grand plans for the business then? What are you trying to achieve? Is the places that you're thinking of, things that you're thinking of? I mean, you mentioned the game earlier on. So how does that affect the business when that comes?
Yeah, well, with sort of the venison goes on till about June and then we finish because we don't farm venison. We're on a big estate in Leicestershire, the big Putchin estate. And then it does give people a rest from the game, and then they look forward to starting again sort of beginning of September time and right the way through till next June.
Right. So outside of doing this, what is it you do? Have you got a hobby outside of it?
Or? Yeah, no, I'm the farmer.
Oh, are you?
So I've been up early since this morning doing my feeding, and then I come to a market. We have got somebody else, Dave, who helps a little bit. Cousin runs the shop, Nicky, and I'll run the farm, and then gradually we'll go out doing markets. We've got two or three big events in Leicester, and then one down in the Cotswolds today as well.
Amazing. So finally, you know, what local food developments would you like to see in the city? What things would you like to see pop up in the city?
Well, I think more markets will pop up now. The superstores have sort of had this horse meat scare.
Yeah.
And it's done real good for the little butcher, the little stallholders all around the town, various towns. And it's the thing to do now, come to your local market instead of going to the big stores. You can talk to the person who's produced the meat or whatever goods, homemade bread, and everything on a market, what you can get. Bypass the big stores and come to the little man.